Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have any medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Actually, I'm calling about my sister. She's had her first vaccine, and now in 2 weeks she needs her second vaccine. What should she do? Or because the other number that they gave us to call is not even taking calls.
Okay, the number that where you took the vaccine at, they gave you a number to call, but it's not taking calls?
855 number, and they said because due to high volume, they're not taking calls, visit the website.
Okay, so where did you go to take the to do the first one?
Monroeville, Alabama.
Okay, so did you go to their health department?
Yes.
Okay, so they couldn't make you an appointment back there? I'll let you know when to come back?
And she says what you have to do is call that 800 number. So it's kind of like a cat and mouse run around thing.
Yeah. It looks like when they do your vaccine, it looks like they'll go ahead on and make your appointments then.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That
so
sounds like I'm with
exactly.
you on that.
Yeah.
Not what we're dealing with.
Hold on a minute for me. Okay. Hold on a minute for me, ma'am.
Okay, I'm still here.
Okay, all right. You say the pre-registered line number that you called, you say is not taking your
they're not taking the calls, and it's asking you to go to the website.
Okay.
No, got a few kinks to work out.
Okay, let's see. Okay. So did you try the website?
Well, actually, we had gone to the website. The website was for, like, making appointments. And do you make an appointment for the second dosage? I thought they give you a date and said call them to, you know, make the second appointment. That's what that we were told at the time of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's something different. So what's the website?
Oh, I have to get that back from my husband, see, but
okay. I mean, I don't know. It just looks like the simplest thing, they take it and make it so big. I don't know.
I know it is.
Because,
it's
like
really
you say, yeah, like you say, you got the first vaccine. It looks like they could have just told you right then and there when to come back and what day.
Right.
And what time.
Exactly. Right. It just doesn't have to be this complicated.
Exactly.
So, I'll just,
yeah, try. I guess just try the website. I guess and see can you because I don't know what the website is. It's not listed on here, ma'am.
And the website is the website you set up like for a vaccine. So once you enter your information, then they will call. But we're already past that stage. So it's like
okay,
drop it all.
So I guess once you just put your rescheduling on that one, maybe they did that for the second one, I guess.
Yeah.
So if you go ahead but
it kind of doesn't make sense because, you know, you have to have the second one in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. They should have. What I would do if I was you, I would just call them back at the health department where you went and tell them that, you know, explain to them that she's already had the shot. So, and the time and the manner would be how many weeks you have to wait?
You have to wait 4 weeks, and her 4 weeks are up on the 18th. So, we got 2 weeks left.
Okay. So, that's what I would just call them back and tell them. Yeah, and let them give you, go ahead and see, can they give you a date and time to just go ahead and bring her back in. I had another little lady call about the same issue, and I just told her, but she did get a date. She said they gave her a date to come back in, but she was trying to find out what time did she need to go back. and all, but I just told us go down there when our date comes, just go on, go down there.
Right, exactly. Okay. See that date, so I could work with the date.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so call them back and see what they say about that, and see what they give you a date. And then if not, then just go to the website like they're telling you in the schedule. And when that time get closer, if you don't be heard nothing back from them, just go back down in your date and time. I mean your date that you have calendar, you know, that the day is out.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. And I hope I have been of some service to you.
And, you have.
And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, ma'am. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You're welcome, dear. You have great. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye.